Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about shifting into a new life. What beliefs will you need in your new life? This is a really important question to help get your subconscious on board with what you say you want. That's a whole other topic right there. But before we dive into shifting your beliefs, quick shout out to new listeners in Falkenstein, Germany. Vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you on board. If you have questions and thoughts and so forth, I want to hear them as you go about your journey. I want to help. So follow the links in the show notes. Sign up for the email list. That'll give you a primer on all these stages that I keep talking about. And that'll help you follow along and help you on your journey. Then you can just write back to that and ask whatever questions you have. So, shifting your beliefs. So when we think about manifesting or making change in our lives, we often focus on the external things that we want, the new life situation that we desire, and all the little details like where we will live and what our day-to-day life will look like and who is there with us. But don't forget to design who you will be in this scenario. You are an integral part of this new life situation, right? You're kind of the center of the thing. And you are often the part that you forget to address, right? We think about this whole scenario around us and what this scenario is going to be like and what this new life is going to be like. But we don't often think about what we are going to be like, because the you of the future is not the you of the now. Any you that has gone through an experience has changed. A you that has gone through a new experience has a new set of beliefs. So you consists of how you act, how you feel, and the set of beliefs that you're operating by. Choosing your actions is easy enough. It helps then to catalog what you will feel like in your new life. The experience of change will have changed you too. And that's the really important thing. You will feel differently. You will have a new perspective. And you may have new beliefs about yourself and new beliefs about life and new beliefs about people. So let's start with feelings. And I don't mean happy or sad. I want you to go deeper than that. What will it feel like to be you in your new situation? Will it feel free? Will it feel lighter or heavier? Will it feel energized, mischievous? Will it feel strong? Will you feel certain? Be as descriptive as possible. And why would it feel that way? So when you imagine this new scenario, this new life or aspect of life that you want, spend a little time thinking about how you will feel in that scenario or with that new aspect. What do you feel like? And why would it feel that way? And spend a little time feeling like your future self. Then, let's address beliefs. Because experiences cause us to file away new beliefs into our subconscious and into our conscious minds, right? Whenever you have an experience, you make a little belief, even if you don't realize you're doing it, you file it away. So your beliefs about yourself, and your beliefs about the world, your beliefs about humanity and life at large may change. They may change slightly or they may change drastically. Now, some of your beliefs will stay the same and some of them will surely change. So take some time to catalog the new beliefs that you might have when you reach your goal. When your vision becomes real, what new things would you believe about yourself? And what new things would you believe about humanity? And what new things would you believe about life or money or relationships or education or anything? And therefore, what beliefs need to change now in order for you to become that person? Because you, if you could have those beliefs now, you are that much closer to shifting phase to be where you want to be. To be the you that you want to be in the situation that you want to be in. Now, this is an extraordinarily hard exercise when radical change is involved. It's hard enough to imagine doing something you've never done, but it's even harder to imagine being something you have never been. So, for example, moving from living in one place to full-time travel means that I have to become someone who embraces constant change in my external environment, constant growth and evolution. Now, to the old me, this would feel like chaos. But I will become someone who sees it as a constant flow of opportunity and growth. I will become someone who is rooted in internal truths and revels in external evolution. Now, one of my students felt that graduate school was the right next step for his future. Now, coming from the Marine Corps, he had to change his dumb Marine belief into something closer to the warrior monk. Our vision of ourselves, that's just one example, but our vision of ourselves and our vision of the world change with every new day. Now, whether we notice it or not, if you can anticipate some of these changes and make them now, your new future will be here sooner than you might think possible. So what new beliefs will you need in your new life? What might you believe about yourself and about life and about the world once your vision becomes real? This is a much harder exercise than you can imagine. This is really, really hard. The more radical change you're looking for, the harder this exercise becomes because it will change you in ways you, in some ways you can't possibly anticipate. But some ways you might be able to anticipate. And if you can anticipate how some of your beliefs may change, especially beliefs about yourself, you can go ahead and start putting those in place. So the next question becomes how to put those new beliefs in place. And we've talked about this a little bit before, but let's review. When you're trying to change your beliefs, you're talking about changing something that's in your subconscious, that's rooted in your subconscious. This is not easily changed, but here's a method that I like. Write down your new beliefs. Some people like to put them on a post-it note on the bathroom mirror or something like that. But the point being, I want you to read them to yourself every day, at least once a day, maybe twice a day, maybe more. I want you to read them till you're sick of them, sick of hearing them. Read them every single day for a month, and you will effectively change the beliefs in your subconscious. So give that a try, because getting your subconscious on board with this change is part of the work, right? Because if your subconscious is against you, you will get nowhere. Send me a note. Let me know how this journey is going for you. Let me know what questions I can be helpful with. I don't have all the answers, but I have a few. And I have lots and lots of the right questions. So let me know how I can help. Thanks for joining me this time. I think that's enough homework. Get to optimizing those beliefs about yourself and watch your life change. Until next time, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.